for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
With Jack Harris, Wednesday evening service of July the 8th, 1992, at the Summer Family Camp Meeting, Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sadness and sorrow shall flee away. Let's stand together. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our Father, tonight I seal this word to the spirits and hearts of this people. Father, if I've said anything that would not be profitable to the kingdom and would not be profitable to this people as they pursue the kingdom, then I pray that you'd help us just to forget that before we leave the tabernacle. But for all that I've said that will be profitable to them in their pursuit of the kingdom, I seal it to their hearts and spirits forever. May they live from it and of it and be strengthened by it, not only this day, but in the days to come. I now invoke the choicest blessings from heaven for this people, Father, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Can you hear
me? Yeah, go ahead.
Hallelujah.
About 5-6 years ago, we went down to Dallas, Texas, to James Robinson's meeting and also to Milton Green's, a couple of his seminars, and I didn't know until this afternoon that it was Brother Glenn that handed me one of his papers. We've had that about 5 years, been taking that for about 5 years, and we knew we wanted to come down here. And finally, as Brother Jack says tonight, the time was right.
Hallelujah.
And so we came, and we found a bunch of lovely people. People that are full of love, and we're going home changed. Hallelujah. We're full of love.
Brother Jack, you know, being a Baptist preacher for a long time, 10 years ago, I would have been caught down here with you guys.
But praise the Lord.
I've
preached a long time in the light that God gave me. Saw lots of people saved. So I've led more people to the Lord one-on-one than I have in the pulpit. Even though I didn't love them like I love people now. God gave me love the last few years that I never dreamed about. You know, you can't make me mad. I love everybody. And all the people that are here, they're so lovely. And Glenn and Irma, they're just like a brother and sister to us. And we had a camp, youth camp for about 10 years ourselves. We know what it is. The state shut us down, account of water and some other things. And we know what a load they have here. And folks, we need to pray for them.
Yes.
We need to pray for them. It's an unending job and sometimes an unthankful job. But praise God, He has given them the grace and the courage and the strength to do it. And we're leaving in the morning. This is like leaving home again. Praise God. Well, I can't help it. I love you folks.
Hallelujah.
I love you all. And I want you to give us a... I know what I want you to do. I want you to pray for us before we leave.
Hallelujah.
We're in a Baptist church up there yet. The preacher is spirit-filled, but he's a compromiser in a way. I mean, he can't come all the way out. And God put us in there for a purpose. The time was right for us to go in there and try to help these people in some praise and worship, and also some teachings that they don't know about. And we want to be able to go back and help them.
That's what we want to do. Not for our glory, but they need help. And we need help. We need... All right.
Praise the Lord. Yea, for the Lord hath seen the pureness of your heart and the pureness of your desire, saith the Lord, thou God. Yea, and I tell you this night, my son, my daughter, that enlargement cometh to you. Yea, I'm enlarging right now your capacity for reception, for retaining, yea, and for giving out, saith the Lord, thou God. Yea, for I shall direct thee from here until there, saith the Lord. Yea, and I shall give thee good things. I shall withhold no good thing from thee, saith the Lord. Yea, and I tell you now that many blessings await you, much ministry awaits. I tell you, you will go up and down the land, yea, preaching the gospel, singing the beautiful melodies of the kingdom, yea, and causing a people that love God to rejoice, and causing those that have rejected God to come. Yea, for the feast shall be available, and it shall be visible to their minds and spirits, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, for you are a precious people, because you have answered my call. Yea, I have called, and you have said, here am I, Lord. Yea, and I see the unselfishness, I see the desire, yea, and I see the real want to in your heart and in your life. Yea, and I tell you, none has come to me and been rejected, saith the Lord. Yea, thou hast come. Thou hast gone a little further. You've taken an extra step. You've went an extra mile. Yea, and I tell you, it shall not go unrewarded. The Lord speaks, saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
You didn't pass this way by chance. Before the foundations of the world, God knew that this day would come. We'd stand here together and rejoice in Him.
The Lord has said unto you, my children, that I will give forth my word and my counsel line upon line and precept upon precept. And I've promised to give you the discernment, and I will truly give you discernment of my word and my counsel for my people. For yea, as one that has come out of darkness and is walking out of darkness, he cannot behold a great and bright shining light, lest it be blinding unto him. But yea, I will bring them out little by little, according to my schedule, saith the Lord, and according to their ability to receive. For there are those that are carnal yet, and cannot receive great revelations all at once, for it would be as an exceeding bright light unto them that they could not bear. But indeed will I give you patience and joy, saith the Lord, as you abide in me. And I will give you complete understanding and wisdom as how to lead step by step and day by day. And indeed, I will cause you to keep the goal in view, saith the Lord. For although for with some progress shall seem slow, but yea, I shall cause you to see the end therein, saith the Lord. And indeed will I use you in that place of patient continuance to work with those that I will desire to lead out. For indeed you have seen and known many that are far advanced in the things of the kingdom, saith the Lord. And you see those that are far behind. And yea, many would desire to drag those very speedily, more rapidly than they are willing and they are able to come, saith the Lord. But indeed will I give thee the wisdom and the knowledge of how to lead step by step. And thou shalt find peace and satisfaction as thou dost abide in this realm, saith the Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 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 Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Oh, yes. For the Lord would say unto thee, my son, thou art also a prophet. Thou knowest these truths, know that they are divine, yea, and thy heart is thrilled, yea, and thou doth weep in the night, yea, for the revelation that thou doth behold. Yea, know, my son, that I shall pour out upon thee a fresh anointing, a new anointing, and a new anointing, and a new anointing. Yea, and the anointing shall not run out. I tell you, the well will not run dry. Yea, thou shalt go up and down the land. Yea, and thou shalt proclaim the glad tidings. Thou shalt proclaim that the sons of God are being birthed. Yea, and the enemy is being destroyed. Yea, many will think thee peculiar, but you've been there, my son. Yea, thou hast come through many dangerous toils and snares, and thou knowest better than any that it was grace that brought you safe this far, and you know that grace will carry you on. Yea, grace will carry you on, yea, until thy ministry is fulfilled. Yea, and thou'll be in the presence, yea, ushered into the presence of the Almighty, right into eternity, saith the Lord thou God. For thou too, my son, my daughter, has the hope of walking into life, yea, through the realm of death, without going by the way of the grave. Yea, it is a great hope and a blessed hope, and you are right to hope, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, but know that all of these things are in the timing of God, and whatsoever God hath willed will be your will also, saith the Lord. Yea, thou shalt be willing to go or willing to stay. Yea, you just call the shots, Lord, and we will follow. Yea, we'll follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. Yea, we will leave all things behind, you will say. Yea, and we will forsake all, but give us a close following and a close fellowship and communion with the blessed Lord. I shall have thee to know me, and to know me, and the power of my resurrection, and fellowshipping of my death, being made conformable unto my death, saith the Lord thou God. That is, thou doth know, my son, being a prophet of the Lord, that thou art dying out daily. Yea, deterioration is setting in the time realm, but oh, thou hast a taste of that is eternal, and thou doth know as I know that you shall never die, for you have believed the word of the Lord. Oh, blessed be God forever, and I have given eternal life. Yea, it is a secret known only to God how long I shall allow you to dwell in this tabernacle. But I tell you now, son, that this tabernacle is not eternal life. Thou knowest this as well as any. Yea, be not weary in well-doing. Just keep on keeping on. And I tell you now that you will reap abundantly. And I won't hold it all to the end. I'll give you some all along the way, saith the Lord. I'll give you blessings, not just that you will enjoy tonight, but I'm telling you now that I'm giving you something you can take home with you. It's yours. You can keep it. I give it. Freely I give it. Yea, and gracefully you do receive. I know your spirit, saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
But Lord, I just want to express with you, you know this as well as anyone. You've known what rejection is all about. And the Lord speaks and says, from this day on, in your ministry, you're going to know what favor is all about. Because the tables are turning. In times past, you felt rejected, and you have been rejected because of the gospel of the kingdom. Amen. And God wants you to know tonight that you will find favor with men.
Oh, yeah.
And God has brought us to the dispensation of this age, this time, that men is going to hunt you out to hear what you have to share. And you'll lose sight of rejection and hurt, despair, because you're in a day and an hour of open reception. And the body of Christ is going to receive you wholeheartedly instead of standoffish. Because there's a desire that God's put in the hearts of His people to hear. And you'll be as John the Baptist when they ask Him who He was. All you'll say is, I'm a voice. And they're going to hear you. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you. I seen the angel of the Lord over the young lady back here, Deborah, it is.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brethren, hallelujah. 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 And except for this shield, the shield of the Lord, you would be in danger, saith the Lord. Yea, but I shall cover thee with my feathers, yea, and I shall cause thee to rest under my wings. For I see the sincerity of your heart. Yea, I see thou art a sincere handmaiden, saith the Lord, thou God. Yea, and I see the desire, and I'm moving toward appeasing this desire, saith the Lord. Yea, yea, I tell you now that new things has come to thee, and new things will be coming to thee, saith the Lord. Yea, and thou shalt be enlarged. Yea, thou shalt be enlarged, and the love of God shall be enlarged in your spirit and in your heart. Yea, and your love for people, which you already have developed to a degree, shall be greatly enlarged also, saith the Lord thou God. Compassion, yea, thou shalt have, yea, and thou shalt be able to give comfort to the wayfaring, yea, to those that are afflicted, those that are sick, and those that are in trouble, yea, those that are addicted. Yea, thou shalt be able to offer a certain amount of comfort, and that certain amount shall increase as thou doth practice, yea, and put to work, yea, the ministry that the Lord giveth thee, saith the Lord. Yea, the Lord hath not called thee, yea, just to stand on the sideline and do, as it were, nothing, but he has called you to be zealous, yea, and to be about the Master's business. I adjure thee, saith the Lord, that whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all of your might and all sincerity and honesty. Yea, and your days shall be many in the land of the living, and they shall be blessed by the hand of the Lord. Yea, for the Lord smiles on you tonight. Yea, and you have gotten the Lord's attention, yea, through your sincerity, and through the attention that you have given to him and to his word and to the doings that have transpired here. Yea, thou hast seen much deliverance, and many things has happened in your presence. Some thou hast not seen before, but I tell you this, you have not seen the half, saith the Lord thou God. It is only a beginning of beginnings, a new beginning, saith the Lord. Yea, for you are mine. I have called thee out. Yea, I have chosen thee, and I shall keep thee in the palm of my hand, saith the Lord thou God. I shall secure thee when evil would come near. I will throw up a banister that will shoo it away, saith the Lord thou God. And thou shalt stand in boldness, yea, and be intimidated by none, saith the Lord. Yea, for I have brought thee forth to speak in boldness, yea, or speak in the assurance that you're speaking what the word of the Lord is saying. Yea, and you shall be amazed at your own stigma, your own stability, and your own going forth, saith the Lord. Great things await you. It's going to be exciting, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, for your life. Yea, for you are a chosen vessel, as surely as you live, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Ah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Ah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Yeah, Donnie's going to give her a word here, further word. The Lord has a further word for you here. Yeah.
Do you good, sis, to study the book of Ruth. Okay? I'd like to share just some pointers with you. This is from the Rhema. I've seen you as Ruth of old. You'd be content just to glean in the field behind the reapers. This has been your contentment. The Lord has more for you. Amen. He's going to bring you to the very feet of Boaz. Amen. In experience. Hallelujah. And I see the hand of the Lord tonight. I saw you elevated off the floor a few inches. I seen you just standing there for a while. And I don't know how long this will be. I see a foundation being slid under your feet. God's going to set you back down. And there's going to be a stability in you. Amen. A means to stand that you haven't had before. There's been fears and failures, and you've been handicapped, and you thought hard of yourself inside, and you felt weak at times. I mean, inferior, you know. But the Lord has you elevated, and He's putting a foundation on you that is going to be steadfast, and He's going to place you back down on it, and deprive your heart for understanding and knowledge. And you've had a desire for God, but you didn't know how to put it all together and how to piece all this together. And He just got you elevated while He just puts His foundation on you. And well, once He puts you down, you see, with the foundation, the building can stand. And you can stand any storm. You can stand any test. You can help other people stand. It becomes a shelter for other people. And this is what God's doing. Right now, what I see by the Spirit is there's two kinsmen. Amen. And you've kind of been in limbo waiting to see whether or not the kinsman can redeem you. And you know in the scripture in the book of Ruth how they exchanged, took the shoe off, amen, to confirm the deal and the bargain and the contract. And I see in the Lord as the judges and the elders of the city is just waiting what's going to happen. Amen. And I see the Lord bringing you from just gleaning in the field and just taking what is there are the leftovers. Amen. I see a purpose of God for your life. And Boaz said to him, you give her some handfuls of purpose. Amen. Hallelujah. And God is elevating you and he's moving you along. And you've been kind of waiting to see whether or not which area you're going to be redeemed in. But I want you to know Boaz had the price to pay. And he was in position, amen, to buy Ruth. And I want you to know that you're not to settle for anything less. Amen. There's a lot of things that you could have done. There's some things you would have done. Amen. But you waited and you sought the Lord and you've been looking for the heartbeat of God. And now you're in a spiritual business transition in the kingdom of God. And Boaz, who was a type of Jesus, amen. Now everybody knows and sees the contract. Amen, has been put out, and Boaz, amen, the kinsman redeemer, amen, he winds up, amen, with the jewel and with the pearl of great price.
Hallelujah.
All that God has apprehended you, amen, and you won't have to settle for the mere small things, amen, but you run to God who is your refuge, amen, and God produces His kingdom.
Amen.
And you always know that little is much when God's in it.
That's right.
And begin to look for the much instead of what the little's been like.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I sing the angel of the Lord over you, too. I sing the angel of the Lord, but I thought I'd been so lengthy, I just was going to be... Going to extend a little grace to you. But
hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yea, for the Lord would say hello to thee, thou beloved of the Lord. Yea, for the Lord doth take account of all the good deeds that thou doth do. Yea, all of the labor in the vineyard. Yea, thou hast labored relentlessly, yea, tirelessly. Yea, thou hast toiled in the menial things, and thou hast soared in the heavenly things, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, thou art beloved of the Lord, because thou can flow. Yea, thou can excel in the menial. Thou can excel in that is lofty and the spiritual, saith the Lord. But the Lord doth know that the spiritual realm taketh dominion over the natural realm in your mind and in your heart. For this has been your life. Yea, and thou wouldst stand here tonight, and you would witness that I have had a good life. Yea, even if you were somehow to know, and it should be that it should end this night, you would still be rejoicing and saying that the Lord has been very graceful to me. Yea, know that it is not all that the Lord hath been, but it is still what the Lord is tonight. He is present tense, for in him there is no yesterdays or no tomorrows, but everything is today. It is now, saith the Lord. Yea, and you are mine, and I tell you that it is not over for you. Yea, but many good days, many good pleasures await thee now. Yea, for thou shalt be, and thou hast been, like the bough that run over the wall, yea, and bore fruit on both sides. I tell you now that you are laying down foundation principles, yea, you are going before, yea, your posterity, I tell you, shall be blessed under, shall reside under a blessing for three, yea, and even four generations, and thou shalt begin to see it come to pass. Yea, that those that have been unconcerned, hard to get their attention, yea, but I tell you now, I'm beginning a heart-softening progress and process on them, even as I speak, saith the Lord, thou God. And thou shalt surely see, call me to record, saith the Lord. Yea, for I have spoken, I will do it. Yea, I tell you now, I'm going to refresh you spiritually, physically. I'm going to energize you with strength. I impart physical strength to you now. In the name of Jesus, I impart to you physical strength in Jesus' name. My Lord and our God. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, and even now you are being enlarged. I tell you, your wisdom is expanding. That is godly wisdom I speak of, saith the Lord. Yea, knowledge is increasing. It's coming. It is increasing. And I'm talking about godly knowledge. Yea, discernment is being sharpened even as I speak, saith the Lord, thou God. Yea, even as I speak, you are under the Shekinah realm of the glory of the Most High. And the voice that you hear is coming from His excellent glory, saith the Lord, thou God. Yea, and the light that you see is radiating from His excellent glory, saith the Lord. You have been a special object in my kingdom, saith the Lord. And I shall favor thee with many blessings, saith the Lord. Yea, and I shall never be far from you, no further indeed than your mouth, saith the Lord. Yea, you shall never have to send an emissary down to get me or one up to fetch me. Yea, but I'm as close as your mouth. Speak, saith the Lord. Yea, and develop and create, yea, for you are alive in me, and I am alive in you, and we live, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We love
hallelujah. Amen. I want to share this with you. Amen. Sister Homer, now let me say this. This has no reflection with you, Brother Glenn. Scripture says an ox and an ass cannot plow together. Now, I said that to establish this, that I see a yoke on your neck, and I see it compatible. God's going to give you what you need. Amen, in a compatible way. Amen. Right. You're going to know how to have people added to you that's going to help you. Amen. You're going to have strength come to you from directions that it ain't going to be like an ox and an ass, or it won't be the attitude, well, if you want anything done right, do it yourself, or I can't depend on this or that. I see a balanced yoke coming for your help and for your strength. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the cry of your heart has been, you know, for this. Amen. Because, amen, it's a work like this is so physical and so emotionally. And you have felt at times, you felt cheated to pray and to be before the Lord in the realm of the Spirit because of so many, all these other things that in the servant realm that has to be done. I saw by the Spirit, I saw a yoke. Amen. And in the Spirit, I saw it so compatible. Amen. That the dread and the aggravation and the long suffering. Amen. And the anxiousness, you know, of all of these types. I see the Lord moving and bringing a stability and a capability to help, amen, you in this area. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. That's beautiful. Lord's going to give them seasons of rest that they need. Because there's going to be that help here. Glory to God. It's going to be lift the load off. Glory to God. Amen. The laborers, they're there.
Praise the Lord.
God utters His voice to the ends of the earth, and they come because the Lord says so.
Yeah.
And the stress that you've been under because of the pressure, God said, Son, commit all thy ways to me. His brother said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Thou shalt look to me. I'm the Lord that's going to send you the help. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's going to teach you even how to delegate it. Hallelujah. Not worry about it. And it's going to be done. Hallelujah. And you're going to rest. In Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. Thank the Lord.
The Lord also says that, my children, you have looked within a certain time realm in which to minister, in which to receive minister and ministry. But the Lord says unto you, I have chosen this as the fullness of time. That is not according to your understanding. Yea, but I have drawn your attention unto me in a very special way, as I have said unto thee in time past, that I will minister in this special way unto you, if you will prepare your hearts. And indeed, there are much greater things than these, saith the Lord, for these services only, if you will apply your heart, saith the Lord. Wait before me and look unto me in prayer and expectation, saith the Lord. Be not distracted with so many other things, saith the Lord. Yea, but let me attract you and draw your mind and your attention unto me. For yea, there are much greater things that I have available for you if you will just apply your heart, saith the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
The Lord says to you, man, you said, yea, I called you. I called you out of the sheepfold, and I brought you here, and I established this camp. And ye know that you have walked in my will, and know that I shall supply the means. So worry not. Know that I have always been faithful to you, that I have always brought it forth. And ye, I shall continue to bring it forth. And ye, I shall raise up help for you to bear this burden. Ye, I shall not leave you to bear the burden alone, but ye, I shall raise up help, and I shall raise up finances. So look to me. Look to me, for I am your source, and I shall supply and open the windows of heaven, and yea, I shall bless you, and I shall bless your children, and your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren. For yea, I shall pass down the blessings upon them, and I shall draw them in as you pray for them. My word is true. As you pray for them, yea, I shall draw them into the kingdom. So stand fast, and move forward, and know that I am. And you are mine, and I am yours.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's seal this word, all this prophetic word here. Praise the Lord. Father, we seal this prophetic word. My Lord and our God, may they war a good war by the word that has gone over them, Lord. May they feel free to call Call us to record, O Lord, over this word that has been spoken tonight. We seal it to their hearts, that it may direct them and sustain them, comfort them for days and for a long time to come, great God. My Lord, may it sustain them until thou seest the opportunity and seest fit to speak a further word. I say to you that there is a further word coming. Yea, be ready and prepare your hearts, for I have many things to say yet. However, I shall not say them all this night. Yea, for it is not so much that you would not be ready to receive, but it is that your cup is already running over, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, and I will speak a further word at another time. Yea, and you shall know that it is the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to the Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.